Translation. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear, and sometimes they disappear. And we'll go right into the purport, which is rather long today. Darkness, illumination, and clouds sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they have disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky, sometimes we see clouds, sometimes rainfall, and sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes day, sometimes illumination, and sometimes darkness. All these exist due to the sun. But the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the total cosmic manifestation, he is unaffected by the material existence. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 4. Kumar appo nalo vayu kam mano buddhir eva cha ahankara ityam me bina prakritir ashtadha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight compromise my separated material energies. Although the material or physical elements are the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. Vedanta Sutra confirms Janmad Yasya Yataha. The creation, maintenance, and dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, or emanation. The sun always shines brightly and is not affected by clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in his spiritual energy and is not affected by the material emanations. Brahma Samhita 5.1 confirms Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, the Supreme, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. And he is the prime cause of all causes. Although he is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, he is still Parama, transcendental. And his form is Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything. This is the verdict of all scriptures. Krishna is the remote cause, and material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. That's Ajagala Stana Nyaya philosophy, which many scientists actually adhere to. Prabhupada continues, material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayan, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on the potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots. And although unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find that the original cause is the potter who supplies the earth and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 10, the Lord therefore says, Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate satcharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and unmoving beings. The Supreme Lord casts his glance over material energy, and his glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation then takes place. The conclusion is that nature is not the cause of the material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Om Ajnana Chimarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Upakadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam. So I'll read the verse one more time. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. So this is an additional verse that in which Narada Muni instructs the Prachetas, who have approached Narada Muni and they feel themselves to be very attached to material affairs. We understand the Prachetas to be exalted beings, but the Prachetas themselves are begging for instruction from Srila Narada Muni to free themselves from their attachments. This is the quality of great souls. Pure liberated souls, pure Paramahansas that they are, they still request help from Narada Muni. So this beautiful Bhagavatam is about realizing that our actual happiness is in appreciating God's greatness, Krishna's greatness, not our own. And Narada Muni is so kind as to give the Prachaitas many, many different examples of God's greatness. And in hearing these wonderful expositions, the Prachaitas, as well as ourselves, can easily imbibe the quality of humility. And this verse describes how the Supreme Absolute is unaffected. He is unaffected by material existence in the form of passion, darkness, and goodness. These three modes continue to flow over the material world and affect each and every inhabitant like waves. Sometimes there is illumination, sometimes there is agitation, and other times there's just plain stupor. We are all affected by these, unfortunately. But there is fortunately one being who we can count on to always be clear in the Shuddha Sattva mode. That is our wonderful Master, Lord Sri Krishna. And his representatives also have, for the most part, they have this quality that they are not affected by the modes of nature. So we can approach them for that kind of clarity that Narada Muni is offering the Prachaitas. So, I'm just making this a quick overview. This concept of the nipples on the neck of a goat, insinuating that there is milk coming. This is Ajagala Stana Nyaya. And many scientists adhere to this philosophy that nature is the cause of life, nature is the cause of our individuality, our personalities, our life energy. And this is just plain nonsense, as Prabhupada describes, both in this purport and many different purports. First through fifth canto, he mentions this Ajagala Stana Nyaya. And it's an important concept to imbibe as Vaishnavas. We understand that we cannot expect any creative energy from the material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Life comes not from matter, but from a previous life. And what a comfort it is to know that we are not simply a group of chemicals which randomly and miraculously created our lives, but rather we are direct parts and parcels. We have an eternal soul. We are directly emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He produced us. He produced our individuality so that he could have relationship with us. It's such a beautiful and comforting view that we are all, deliberately composed by Krishna so that we can be with him and enjoy our status in the spiritual world as his eternal servants. So this philosophy is so sober, and if it wasn't for the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as one of our previous acharyas, we would not have this philosophy. We wouldn't be sitting here right now discussing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, with that, I will end our Bhagavatam class. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. And we'll move right into our remembrance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. spiritual grandmaster, great grandmaster of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We have a few photos of Bhaktivinoda Thakur so we can know what he looked like. So you can have them on your altar to have the mercy emanate from him. But most of all, we have his words and his bhajans. Also, many of us are privileged to actually go visit Sridhar Mayapur, where he appeared, and go actually to the house where he grew up. And he had his family and his son, his astonishing son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, also was raised there. So this is a fabulous privilege, and I hope you all take advantage of it while we have our health and we have time to go to Sridhar Mayapur. Anyway, this book is called Samadhis. I'll read briefly from it, and then we have a bhajan to share. Oh, there's way too much material in here to go over, but briefly, Srila Satchinananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in 1838 in a wealthy family in West Bengal. He revealed that he is an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his extraordinary preaching activities and prolific writing. Living as a Maha Bhagavat Vaishnav, he stayed in the Grihastha ashram until the last few years of his life. When he was in Grihastha ashram, he raised 10 children. No easy feat. And later on, he was able to renounce everything, accepted Babaji status, and entered Samadhi, totally absorbed in loving service of Gaur Gadadhar and Radha Madhava. Srila Prabhupada writes, he had a responsible government position as the district magistrate or high court judge, maintained a Krishna conscious family, and wrote almost 100 books on Krishna consciousness. Wow. This is in addition to raising those 10 children. And at the same time, he served the Supreme Lord in so many ways. That is the beauty of his life. After a full day of government service, he would sleep 4 hours, get up at midnight, and write until morning. That was his daily program. So, if you have a chance, this book will be on the mantle today. You can continue to read about him some more. But for now, I think we need to study his words and imbibe mercy in that way. This is one of his many, many bhajans. This one is called Sri Godrumachandra Bhajan Opadesh. shall we sing a little bit?
Yeah,
because this melody I'm not familiar with. Perhaps you'd like to sing for me.
Sure.
That would be great.
And tell me to stop and then I'll keep singing.
Okay, sing 2 or 3 verses and then...
The starting or the...
Sing 3 verses from the start.
Okay.
And then we'll read the translation.
Sure.
This is actually a very long bhajan, but the message is referring to the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can play drum or play kartal,
yeah,
whatever you
Hari... यदि ते हरिपाद सरोजसुदा रसपान परम हृदयं सत परिरेत्य गृहं कलिभावमयं भज गोद्रुम गानन गुञ्जविं भज गानन कुञ्जविदं भज गोद्रुम गानन
friend, if you desire to drink the nectarian beverage of service to the lotus feet of Lord Hari, and if your home has become a fortress for the age of quarrel and an impediment to your devotional service, then just give up such a home and worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. O friend, please consider this: wealth, youth, royal happiness, and the very existence of this material body, all temporary and liable to be destroyed at any moment. Give up all attachment to them and abandon all fruitless chattering about material news and affairs. Just worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. O friend, the happiness of female association robs one of the real goal of life, and in the end it can places one in a very fearful condition. Just a footnote: female association refers to female karmi association. Once one becomes a Vaishnav, we are all Vaishnavs together. Before Krishna, we are all female. Just give up that so-called happiness and become intoxicated by the nectar of the holy names of Lord Hari. Worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the grove of Godrumna forest. Shall I keep reading? Okay. So-called nectarian poetry describing dull material topics is not at all sweet. The actual nectar is in the glorification of Lord Chaitanya, the purifier of Kali Yuga. What is the use of studying these dull material poems? Just give them up. Worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the grove of Godrumna forest. Lord Chaitanya is actually that same Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared as the son of Maharaj Nanda. He was fond of playing the flute sweetly. With Srimati Radharani on his left side, he performed charming and delightful pastimes on the shore of the Yamuna River. O friend, please worship that Supreme Person who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. Surrounded by his own associates, Lord Chaitanya chanted the holy names of Lord Hari and became the exclusive ocean of mercy, spreading love of God to the residents of Bengal. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. Lord Chaitanya enchants the minds of those in the renounced order of life, and he is the master of Navadvip, his own abode, which is surrounded by the river Ganges. He stays there with his own consort, Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi, and receives the worship and prayers of the demigods and the devotees. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like the moon sitting, shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. Out of compassion for the sufferings of the fallen conditioned souls, the Supreme Lord has assumed the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya, chasing away the dog of Kali with a stick. Lord Chaitanya continually administers the supreme medicine of
chanting
Lord Hari's holy names. Just worship that Supreme Person who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. Lord Sri Krishna's lotus face always displays mercy for all living entities, regardless of whether they consider themselves the friend of the Lord or his enemy. For this reason, the merciful son of Raja's king has now appeared as the golden complexion Lord Chaitanya. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. And I am noticing that Lord Sri Krishna and Lord Chaitanya on our altar both have golden complexions. Lord Chaitanya is glorified by all the Upanishads, and the splendor of his complexion has eclipsed the glory of gold. He has appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra, the best of Brahmanas, and he performs pastimes with his associates in his own abode of Navadvip. Just worship that, Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. All the incarnations of the personality of Godhead are simultaneously present in the form of Lord Chaitanya, the best of incarnations. Lord Chaitanya is the absolute truth, and he is intent on performing his own transcendental pastimes. He continually tastes the ocean of nectar. That is the confidential mellows of pure love of God exchanged by the residents of Raj Bhumi. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. If one does not have intense devotional service, then scholarship, noble birth, wealth, or any other material asset will not help. Will not help one attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Oh friend, for this reason, please become free from all material motives. And with great devotion, worship Lord Chaitanya, who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. Lord Chaitanya is the same personality of Godhead who formerly delivered the elephant Jagendra from the crocodile's attack in the middle of the lake, and also delivered Gajapati Maharaj Prataparudra from the ferocious crocodile of material existence. Crocodiles everywhere. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is full of inconceivable potencies, who appeared like an auspicious desire tree, and who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. Satisfied at heart by Surabhindra's austerities, Lord Hari appeared as a golden-complexioned Brahmana known as Lord Chaitanya and refuted the conclusions of the impersonalists. Just worship that Lord Chaitanya, who is full of transcendental bliss and who is like a moon shining in the groves of Godrumna forest. We're going to have to stop there because I can't spend much more time. I would love to hear one more singing of that verse. We should end with that. It's very beautiful.
So do you want me to continue?
Yeah, just, you can. Actually, if you want to continue, I have to leave here in 4 minutes.
No, continue meaning you want me to sing?
I would love for you to sing because it's really nice to end the class with singing.
Okay. So. Two verses?
Yeah, sing 2 verses, that would be very nice.
Jada kavya raso nahi kavya rasa kalipavana gaura rasa hirasa alamanya katha jando shilanaya thank you.
Thakur Maharaj Ki.
Yeah.